It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, whoever tastes wines from around the world. Today, we're going to Washington State, where we're going to be drinking the Dublin Ranch 2016 Merlot. Now, Merlot, I think, gets kind of a bad rap. It's among wine tasters. It's people say, oh, Merlot, it's like soda pop. You know, and the worst examples of Merlot can be like that. It could be a little bit fruity and soft and, how should I say, a little bit too easy to take. But then those same people would be happy to drink a glass or two of, say, Petrus, which is 100% Merlot. So we have to be careful about who we snub and who we don't. Anyway, Merlot originally from the Bordeaux area of France, but has found its home all over the world. It's an easy-to-grow grape. It's easy to drink and very marketable. So vineyards find it to be a good investment to put in a certain amount of Merlot wherever they are. There's a lot grown in Chile, a lot, of course, in California, all over France, Italy, Spain. But we're going to the Columbia Valley of Washington State, which has just been explosive in terms of its viticulture. They've done great things there. And we're going to try this Dublin Ranch Merlot. First, in the glass, it's a nice garnet color. Bright purpley garnet haze around the glass as I twirl it. And the nose is very nice. It's fruity, dried flowers. Not big, but definite. Let's put it that way. I'm going to tasting the tip of the tongue. The forward part is very fruity. A lot of cherries, raspberries, kind of a raspy mineral stony thing going on in the middle of the palate. Very pleasant, very easy to drink, but still there's enough complexity here. There's some acidity, some minerality, some kind of a little bit of forest floor thing going on to give it some real interest and to keep it from being too much like Kool-Aid. The finish is soft. There's kind of a velvety tannin thing going on, which is very typical of Merlot. And a short but very bright and fresh finish. Overall, very pleasant, easy to drink wine. The 2016 Dublin Ranch Merlot. I would probably have this with a light-bodied red meat for dinner, like pork or veal. And overall, just a nice, easy-drinking, everyday wine. This is the Dublin Ranch 2016 Merlot.